I learned how to garden at the walls and gravel. We were allowed to grow little gardens there at the time, and so we had a little gravel patch next to the industrial maintenance, and that's where I started.
What did you grow in gravel? Aloe?
Well, we got watermelons out of it.
Did you?
Yeah, watermelons, cantaloupes, peppers.
And then was that also donated to the food pantry?
No. Back then that was individual. Then we were allowed to, for the last 4 or 5 years at the walls, to grow a hospice garden for the hospice patients, and I was in charge of that.
And when you say hospice garden?
We have elderly inmates.
Right, but then how would the garden benefit them?
All fresh vegetables, fresh food. You'd have guys who would not eat, and you go up there and you offer them some fresh vegetables, and they tear it up. You know, so I mean, it was a good thing for the individuals.
And as far as you know, does that still happen here?
We tried it 1 year and it didn't go. So, but it's about transporting the vegetables from there to there to there to there. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's too complicated for the moment. So
it's just the logistics issue.
Yeah.
And how about you? Do you have any prior experience working in the garden at all?
Pretty much at the homestead. I've only been down for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've had experience in gardens before.
Did you grow up in Missouri? So you're familiar with the soil and what grows here and lots of tomatoes and things like that?
Sure. You know, if you attend anything when you put it around, you know, you can pretty much get it to grow. Just, you know, for the environment, I suppose. Tomato plants, pepper plants, squash, cucumbers, cantaloupe, watermelon, pumpkins, carrots.
What's your favorite part about?
Tomatoes.
You like the tomatoes?
And yeah, the peppers are good too. You know, I mean, they put off a lot, you know, and that way, you know, it feels like that you're giving more, you know, I mean, because they produce so much. And that's the main thing, you know, is, I mean, it feels good to get out there, you know, and just give back, you know. I mean,
that looks like you guys also get to grow some zinnias and things too, huh? Some pretty stuff.
We grow flowers for the bees.
For the bees.
Yeah, bring the bees.
Pollination.
Let them pollinate and do their job.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is it something that you think you'll continue to express interest in doing over the next season?
Sure. For as long as I can, you know. I'll be, it's a good volunteer department for me, you know. I like messing around in the dirt. And the main thing is the giving back part, you know. So that's the main thing.
Is that philosophy presented to you all on a regular basis? Or, I mean, because I hear you say that and I, you know that's a part of the program.
Well,
but isn't a big part of it too, just getting sunshine and, like you said, getting your fingers in the dirt? And
sure, that too, you know, getting out. You know, I mean, that's a big plus, you know, and doing something different to keep busy, you know, helping time pass. So, because it gets pretty tight in their room, you know, or in a day hall. So when you get out and get into sunlight, especially, you know, get out and, you know, and mess around in the dirt and get to, you know, see what you can come up with, you know, as far as watering and weeding and just see what we can come up with, you know. It's a good thing.
Now, is this something that you all, and you said that you did it previously at the other facility, but is this something that you had to, like, apply for or express interest in, you know?
Well, it's...
I know there's different aspects of the restorative justice.
Now, to me, I went through Paul, and that's restorative justice, you know, is... but he was my source.
So he kind of referred you?
Yes.
You tend to know who's honest and who isn't. In this camp here, there'll be a lot of guys who would like to be out there in the garden just for purposes other than to help in the community. They would like to steal a pepper, steal a tomato, and make a business out of it. And we just stopped that right day one.
Yeah.
No way is that going to happen. And I tell them straight up, I see you do it, and you're fired, man. Which is a good thing. That's what it needs to be. You know, this isn't for our enjoyment. This is for the community.
Hard, you know, I mean, we get the benefit of being out there, and of giving. You know, just because that we pick it and give it to Salvation Army or the needy.
That's a picture of a girl who received some from Chaplain Demas. He collects. This is from last year, and that's kind of a motivational thing. I'll put that out there. Guys see that, ask for that picture all year long. Be, hey, man, let me see the picture. You know, I mean, because you're out there, it's 110 degrees out. You know, you're out, and I'm a heavy man. I knock on 300 sometimes, okay, and I'm, you know, it's you work, and it's not easy. And that's motivation right there, to see someone actually receiving the produce and the things that you meant. What you're trying to accomplish is there in black and white, you know, so if you, it's a good thing.
It seems well worn.
It's yeah, that's my time book. I keep track of the guys' times.
So you're sort of the leader of the project here?
Yeah, sort of, yes.
And I mean, but do your supervisors pretty much take you for your word whenever you do recommend other people, or?
Yes, of course. They scrutinize and they say yes and no, and I have no objection to that at all. It's up to them. They have the final say, of course. But I do have. I'm in the IPC program with Lee, and you have a lot of guys who you get to know personally. It's a intense community. Intensive therapeutic community, which people are trying to get over drugs and alcohol and trying to improve their lives. And while you're in that environment, you know who's honestly trying to do it. It's a glass house. Okay? And so you can pick out the guys who you know, I'm not about trouble. I'm not about drama. Okay, I really can't stand that kind of thing. So we sit around, we talk about who would be good for the program to go out there and do that.
So do you ever present, like, well, I think that this year we should grow more peppers here and more tomatoes here?
I lay it out.
You know what I mean?
I lay it out in advance. I lay this thing out. I did this in January of this year before the garden. So we know pretty much, we're going to have 500 tomatoes and around 400 peppers, and everything else is pretty much, you know, donated or whatever. So, but that's the garden pretty much the way it is right now.
And it turned out real good. That's,
yeah, it does look really good.
Yeah.
That's basically the layout of it. Yeah.
I like the peppers. That's a lot of little green circles.
That took a little bit.
See, they put off the pepper plants put off a lot of peppers. It's just like a tomato plant, you know, it puts off a lot of tomatoes.
We've got a bunch of pumpkins out there.
I was just going to say, I noticed you have pumpkins on there. Of course, that's this time of year. Now, do those go to the food pantry also, or do those go to other charities that you know of?
We're hoping that last year they were looking for pumpkins for the elementary schools, and we didn't have any because there was a problem with pumpkins last year. It seemed to be across the state there was a problem with pumpkins. But we had about 400 pounds of gourds that we gave them. Well, this year we have 200-plus pumpkins, about the size of a basketball or smaller. That'd be great for the elementary schools. And we have 20 pumpkins that are huge. So,
you're right. Last year there was a pumpkin shortage. And I'm thinking it was either not enough rain or
something.
Too much rain.
I saw that we opened up the seeds and they had a fungus in them. So I don't know what it was. But, you know, I know they didn't grow. So, but this year we that's what this is. That's what all this is right here. That's the pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you ever get much more correspondence? I mean, I know you said that everybody likes that photo because you kind of get to see the fruits of your labor, pardon the pun. But, do you ever get any more feedback?
Is it sort of you just
ship it out and know that it goes somewhere?
There's a couple of stories over the years that really motivate me. One was a little boy last year. He was out there when the food arrived at the pantry. And a little boy wanted to help, so he grabbed this, a little four-year-old boy, and he grabbed this huge watermelon, and he's fighting it. He's going bound to term to get in the building with this thing, and he fought it and fought it, and he finally got it in, and they gave him that watermelon. So, I mean, I could just see that in my mind, and see that while we're out working, and guys are, and I'm telling you, it's hard. Some of it's really hard, and you think about those things. think about her receiving food. I was on the receiving end of food pantries at one time myself, so, and my family. So I know that, you know, I know that the importance of those things. And you're saying something about what we're planning on doing afterwards, if we're planning on doing this after we're out of prison. And that's, I have a grand plan of inner city. And every city has a lot. And every city's more than willing to, if you go in there and clean up that lot and have the neighborhood, happen to have little neighborhood gardens to teach these people that they can grow their own. And, you know, and I'm sure the cities will donate those lots, won't give them to you, but they'll let you use them.
Yeah, that's becoming kind of a more a growing trend.
Yeah, well, I thought about it years and years ago. I just haven't had the opportunity to get out to do it, but that's.
But you plan on having that opportunity?
Definitely, yes.
And what about you? What do you tell other people, or you know, tell your family and friends about it?
It's a good deal, you know. I mean, it. Through a restorative justice program, and you know, like I say, it as far as continuing it when I get out, you know, yeah, that's not a problem, you know.
Now, during the off season, do you work on other projects for restorative justice?
Not at the time, no. I just work through the summer months out in the garden, and pretty much take the winter off.
Okay. Any other questions that I'm missing, or anything else that
you'd like to add? This is a combination of everybody from the staff who help us out. I mean, some of the staff are so motivated to get out there and help us. You know, we just appreciate them. And of course, you know, the men who volunteer for it. We've got 100 guys who volunteer, but you know, we only have about 20 out there this year. And that was pushing it. So.
Well, apparently you guys had a much bigger crop this year than last year.
Than the year before last.
Okay.
Last year we got 27,000 pounds or 27,400 pounds out. This year we're going to round out about 23,000. But we had that month of 100-degree temperatures, and everything just froze. Everything just stayed still. Nothing, it just stood still. Nothing grew, nothing developed for about a month. And then, well, this is August. So. Mm-hmm. In August, everything came